Biden's DHS restarts releasing foreign nationals into U.S. via migrant mobile app despite warnings of extortion. By John Binder on July 5, 2023. President Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, has restarted admitting foreign nationals into the United States via a port of entry near Laredo, Texas, through its migrant mobile app despite reports that those using the app were being extorted. As part of its expansive catch-and-release network, Biden's DHS started allowing foreign nationals to use the CBP One mobile app, enticing those in Mexico who are pregnant, mentally ill, elderly, disabled, homeless, or crime victims to schedule a border appointment to get released into the U.S. interior. Scheduling an appointment in CBP One provides a safe, orderly, and humane process for non-citizens to access ports of entry rather than attempting to enter the United States irregularly, DHS officials have said of the app. As Breitbart News reported last month, first-hand accounts circulated that foreign nationals were being extorted by Mexican officials while trying to use the app. For example, some said they were forced to pay thousands of Mexican pesos to keep their scheduled appointment at the border. Now, Border Report reveals that despite such allegations, DHS has restarted admissions of foreign nationals in Laredo. In May, the DHS announced that the mobile app saw close to 30,000 foreign nationals released into the U.S. interior, indicating that since its implementation in January, more than 100,000 foreign nationals have gained entry to the country through the app. That number is expected to balloon in the coming months. As Breitbart News reported this week, Biden's DHS has started admitting 1,450 foreign nationals daily through the app. The new daily admission rate indicates that from July through the end of the year, more than a quarter of a million foreign nationals could be released into the U.S. interior after scheduling their appointments at the border. The White House is scamming the American people by claiming that inadmissible aliens who schedule interview appointments at the ports are seeking to enter the United States lawfully. Andrew Arthur writes for the Center for Immigration Studies. What's worse than the administration's lies, however, are the security risks they are exposing the country to. Related, cartel gunmen in Mexico carry anti-tank missile near Texas border. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.